talk a spirit for a good Mr. Allah. Spirit, Mr. Mentor, it's a mill, but start with a little bit of start. Spirit would be Mr. Samid along, whether the loan was with a start or without a start. And Allah is that if somebody lent money, and the money has not yet been repaid, and already the year of spirit has passed by, and now it's the 8th year, the lender can no longer ask the borrower to pay it back. And if the borrower comes to pay it back, the lender has to say, Mishamed ani, I forfeit the chob, as the Torah teaches us, Shamot kobal mashayoto, anybody who lent money must forfeit the chob. Now, if he tells the borrower, Mishamed ani, that I forfeit the chob, the borrower insists on paying back anyway, he's allowed to take the money from the borrower, since he told the borrower that he forfeit the chob, and the borrower wanted to pay it back anyway. Now, the Mishnah said, the speech of Mishamed chob, whether it is a star or not a star. Now, the Mefarshim will explain what the Mishnah means to say is like this. Whether the star had a chayas nechasim or not, in both cases, shvias is mishamit nechob. Now, chayas nechasim means that the lover was mishabit his property. The property of the borrower was security to the loan. And even if the borrower sells his property to somebody else, the lender could collect the property from the person who bought the property from the lover. And whether or not the property of the lover was security to the loan or not, in both cases, shvias would be mishamit nechob. Credit that is owed to a store. Shvias would not be mishamit that money. Somebody who bought items from a store on credit and shvias passed by and the money has not yet been paid to the storekeeper. The storekeeper is allowed to claim the money, even though shvias has passed by before the money was repaid, as only a loan is forfeited if it was not repaid before the end of shvias. But money that is owed to a storekeeper from item that was bought on credit, the storekeeper is allowed to collect that money after shvias. But if the money that was owed to the storekeeper was turned into a loan, the storekeeper made a chesed with the person who had bought things on credit, and he gave it to him as a loan, telling him he can pay it back later. In such a case, it's no different than any other loan, and if shvias passes by before that money is repaid, the storekeeper can no longer collect the money. Rabbi Huda Aimer, Harishon, Harishon, Meshamet. Rabbi Huda says, only the first time you buy things on credit from the storekeeper would that money not be considered a loan, and Shvias would not be Meshamet that money. But once you buy stuff from the storekeeper a second time on credit without paying back the credit that you owed him for the first time you bought things from him, the original credit that was extended to you is now considered a loan. And since the storekeeper has extended credit to you a second time without you paying back the money you owed him the first time, that money that you owed him the first time is now considered a loan. And Shvias would be mishamit the money that was owed to the storekeeper from the stuff he bought from him the first time. Kar sachar ein mishamit. B'maso milva harez mishamit. Wages that is owed to a worker who you hired to work for you, that money is not mishamit. If Shvias passed by before that money was paid to the worker would have a right to collect the money after Shvias. But if it was turned into a loan, if the worker told you that you don't have to pay him back right now, you can pay him back later, in such a case it's considered a loan, and Shvias would be mishamet. If the worker did not collect the money before the end of Shvias, he can no longer collect the money. Sometimes wages that is owed to a worker would be considered a loan, and Shvias would be mishamet the money that is owed to the worker. If the worker did for you malacha that is forbidden on Shvias, he did work on the land, that's the type of work that he did for you, and that work is also on Shvias. If the worker did not collect the wages that is owed to him before the end of Shvias, Shvias would be mishamit the money that is owed to the worker. And since he did the type of work for you that is forbidden on Shvias, the money that is owed to the worker is considered a loan. And if the worker didn't collect his money before the end of Shvias, Shvias would be mishamit the money that is owed to the worker. But if the worker did for you malacha that is mutter on Shvias, in such a case, the wages that is owed to the worker is not considered a loan. And even if the worker did not collect the money before the end of Shvias, Shvias would not be mishamet the money that is owed to the worker, and the worker can collect the money that is owed to him even after Shvias. Seven Shvias, very good. Mishnah Beis HaShechet is a parah. the Chilka of Rosh Hashanah. Somebody who checks the count on the 29th day of Elul, and he divides up the meat among a number of people on the next day. Now the next day might be Rosh Hashanah. As if Elul is 29 days, then the next day will be Rosh Hashanah, will be the first day of the new year. And if Elul is 30 days, then the next day will not be Rosh Hashanah. Now that will depend if the Edom will come on the next day and testify that they saw the new moon. If the Edom comes, then the next day will be Rosh Hashanah. And if the Edom don't come, then the next day will be the 30th day of Elul. Whatever the case is, they shechted the calf on the 29th day of Elul of the year of Shvi'ez. And they gave out the meat on the following day. Now the meat that was given out on the following day was extended on credit. And the people who took the meat from them on the following day cannot pay for the meat right away, and the following day might be Rosh Hashanah. So instead they'll pay after Rosh Hashanah. Now the money that is owed to them for the meat that was distributed on the next day is considered a loan. And even though we said in the previous Mishnah that money that is owed to a storekeeper is not considered a loan, but that's because the storekeeper is extending them goods on credit. So that credit is not considered a loan. But in this case, the person who shechted the cow is not extending the meat on credit. The reason why he didn't take the money right away is simply because the next day might be Rosh Hashanah, it might be the first day of the eighth year. And since it might be Rosh Hashanah, they're not allowed to pay the money on the next day. Instead, they have to wait until the end of Rosh Hashanah. Now, the question is, whether the money that is owed to the person who shechted the cow is allowed to be collected or not. And since he shechted the cow on the last day of the seventh year, and now at the beginning of the eighth year, the money was not yet paid back, so Shvi'ez has ended, and the money that was owed to him was not yet paid, so Shvi'ez might be Mishami Tachov. So the mission teaches us, Im Haya Chodesh Mo'ober Mishami, Vim Lav Ein Mishami. If the month of Elul turned out to be Mo'ober, if the month of Elul turned out to be 30 days, that the next day was not Rosh Hashanah, the Edom never showed up to testify that they saw the new moon, so Elul was extended to the 30th day. In such a case, the money that is owed to them from the meat that was distributed, Shvi'ez would be Mishami that money, and that money cannot be collected. And since the money that was owed to them, Shvi'ez, had passed by, and now it's already the eighth year, and the money is not yet repaid, the Shvi'ez is Mishami, the money that is owed, just like Shvi'ez is Mishami, any other chov that was not collected until the end of Shvi'ez. But if it turned out that the next day was Rosh Hashanah, the Edom did come to testify in front of Bezin that they saw the new moon. In such a case, the money that is owed to them from the meat that was distributed, Shvi'ez would not be Mishami that money, and that money they would be allowed to collect. The reason being is since they distributed the money on what turned out to be Rosh Hashanah of the eighth year, so the money that was owed to them wasn't owed to them until already the beginning of the eighth year. So Shvi'ez would not be Mishami that money. And that's a new loan that was only owed to them starting from the beginning of the eighth year. That's not an old loan that Shvi'ez passed by before the loan was collected. And the money that was owed to them was only owed to them on the eighth year. So Shvi'ez is not Mishami that chov. And Shvi'ez is only Mishami that chov that was owed before the end of Shvi'ez and was not yet collected until Shvi'ez was over. But in this case, since it turned out that the meat was distributed on Rosh Hashanah of the eighth year, so the money was never owed until the eighth year, and that money, Shvi'ez, is not Mishami. Somebody who raped a girl or seduced a girl who was mighty Shemra on his new wife said Lashon Hara that wasn't true about his new wife, that she was not a Basula. In all three of these cases, he has to pay money to the father of the girl. Or any time somebody owes money because of a Maisa Besen, because of a sock that Besen said that he owes money. In all these cases, if the money is not paid until Shvi'ez is over, Shvi'ez would not be Mishami Tachov, and the money would have to be repaid after Shvi'ez. None of these things are considered a loan, and therefore Shvi'ez is not Mishami any of these things. Hamal ve'al hamashkin, v'hamayser shterosov lebesin, ain't a mishamtim. Somebody who lends money, and he took a mashka for that money, he took a collateral, or somebody who lent money, and he has a star that says that the person owes him money, and he gave those staros to Bezdin so that Bezdin would collect for him. In both of these cases, even if Shpias passed by before the money was collected, Shpias would not be Meshami Techo and is allowed to collect the money even after Shpias, as since he has a maskin, or he gave over the staros to Bezdin. So it's different than a regular chov. As in these cases, it's not as if he's collecting the chov himself. As in the first case, since he has a mashkin, he has a collateral. So we don't look at it as if he's collecting the chov. He's simply exchanging the money that is owed to him for the mashkin. Or in the second case, where he gave the staros to Bezdin, we don't look at it as if he's collecting the chov. Instead, we look at it as if Bezdin is collecting the chov. And therefore, in both these cases, Shpias is not Meshame the chov. He's allowed to collect the money, even though Shpias passed by before the money was repaid.